Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cliff Hethcott. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bernie Friberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tiny Osborne. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tiny Osborne. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting second. The third baseman, Heinie Groh. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Irish Musial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Casey Stengel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rosie Ryan. Pitching for the New York Giants, Rosie Ryan. And now, play ball. Cliff Hethcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hethcott hits a fly ball towards right. Young settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Young's. Hethcott moves to second. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker bunts towards the mound. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry strikes out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft bunts towards the mound. Osborne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a fly ball into left field. Friberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a fly ball into left field. Friberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan takes first base on ball four. Friberg moves to second. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith throws to Bancroft, and they have Friberg in a rundown. The throw to Groh, who applies the tag, and Friberg is out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callahan moves to second. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell takes first base on ball four. Callahan moves to third. Krug moves to second. Tiny Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callahan scores. Krug scores. O'Farrell moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Virgil Barnes now pitching. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards second. Frisch scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs takes first base on ball 4. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel takes first base on ball 4. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes strikes out. 1 out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a fly ball into left field. Freiberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 1 in the game. Groh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freiberg is called out on strikes. 1 out. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Frisch bunts towards the mound. Osborne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Frisch moves to second. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Frisch moves to third. 1 out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Youngs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frisch scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngs. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Youngs steals second. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stengel hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osborne fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tiny Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first, with Barnes covering, for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0 for 2 in the game. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 2 in the game. Groh hits a fly ball into right field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a line drive into left field. Freiberg picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Freiberg. Bancroft moves to third. Frisch moves to second. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Youngs hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stengel hits a fly ball into right field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Friberg strikes out. One out. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callahan for the out. Two outs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly fields the ball and throws to Barnes covering. Safe. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krug. The throw from Smith and he is out, Bancroft applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Friberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Robertson pinch hits for Virgil Barnes. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leaking pinch runs for Dave Robertson. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bancroft hits a line drive towards short. Hollocker catches it and throws to first to double up King. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Barnes now pitching. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, O'Farrell bunts towards third. Groh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tiny Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Osborne bunts towards the mound. Barnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 3 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Farrell moves to second. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 3 in the game. Groh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Frisch hits a ball on the ground for a single. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up into right center field for a base hit. Frisch moves to third. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Youngs hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Frisch tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. High pockets. Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 3 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stengel hits a line drive into right field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osborne fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Callahan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Callahan reaches second base with a double. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Krug takes first base on ball 4. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Farrell bunts towards third. Groh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Callahan moves to third. Krug moves to second. Tiny Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bancroft. Callahan scores. Krug moves to third. O'Farrell moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stengel, who is chasing the ball. Heathcote reaches third base with a triple. Krug scores. O'Farrell scores. Osborne goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Cubs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 4 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollocker for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 4 in the game. Terry bunts in front of the plate. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heathcote scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 4 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft misplays the ball. That's an error on Bancroft. Terry moves to second. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry scores. Grimes moves to third. It's 8-2, Cubs. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Callahan hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grimes tags and scores. Freiberg tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-2, Cubs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Krug hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Musel throws the ball into Bancroft, who relays the ball to Frisch, who tags Krug trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Freiberg scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bancroft takes first base on ball 4. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Bancroft moves to second. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Bancroft moves to third. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 4 in the game. Groh takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Frisch is hit by the pitch. Groh moves to second. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Bancroft tags and scores. Groh tags and moves to third. One out. It's 10-3, Cubs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Youngs hits a line drive towards first. Grimes catches it and steps on first to double up Frisch. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.